शुक्रतुण्डमघाखाय कोटिसूर्य समप्रभा वक्रतुण्डमघाखाय कोटिसूर्य समप्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा।
नमस्कारः सर्वेषाम्। अस्माकं पुस्तकमस्ति अस्ति अभ्यासपुस्तकं, तस्य 18.1 पर्यन्तं दृष्टवन्तः। टिल् 18.1 वि हव् सीन्। एनिवन् ट्रैड् टु अटेम्प्ट् द पिक्टोरियल् होम्वर्क्? युतकं, शुनकः इति लिखा। इफ् अट् आल् यु हव् डन्, यु केन् डिस्कस् नौ।
आं भगिनी, ऐ हेव् डन्।
हा, करोतु।
एकं युतकं,
सम्यक्।
चत्वारः शुनकः,
चत्वारः
शुनकः, तिस्रः पिपीलिका, पञ्चगजाः,
सम्यक्।
सिंहद्वयं, एका धेनुः, इस् दट् रैट्? इस् इट् स्त्रीलिङ्ग?
सम्यक् सम्यक्।
ओके, मक्षिकाद्वयं,
मक्षिकाद्वयम् अस्तु, सम्यक्।
एकः गर्दभः, त्रयः व्याघ्रः,
त्रयः व्याघ्राः, व्याघ्राः इति
व्याघ्राः, षट् अर्धोरुकम्, अर्धोरुकानि,
अर्धोरुकानि, सम्यक्।
षट् माला, ऊरुकद्वयं, षट्
द्वौ ऊरुकौ, ऊरुकम्, ऊरुकं नपुंसकलिङ्गमिति मन्ये। द्वौ ऊरुकद्वयं समीचीनम्।
एण्ड् देन् षट्, सोरि, षट् गृहगोधिकाः,
सम्यक्।
षट् चोलाः,
सम्यक्।
पञ्चशाटिकाः,
सम्यक्।
चत्वारि पादांशुकानि, सप्त शिरस्त्राणि,
सम्यक्।
पञ्च अन्तर्युतकं, युतकानि, पञ्च अन्तर्युतकानि,
सम्यक्। उत्तमं भगिनि,
धन्यवादः।
So we will go to 19.1. I think we have done 19.1's context already, which is vibhakti, tritiya vibhakti. Okay. Prathamam asti hastah, yatha sah hastena karyam karoti. So with the help of hand, he does the work. Hastena, instrumental. So the hasta has been used as an instrument. So hastena. Vijay Mahodaya, prarambham karoti va? Agrimam patatu.
Sivane yatram. Sewing machine. Sa sivana yantrena vastram sivyati.
Tamam. Sa sivana yantrena vastram sivyati. She sews with the help of sewing machine. Dhanyavadah. Mahodaya, were you added to the group? I gave my number. I hope you got my number last class.
Yeah, I saw the number. I haven't done it. I'll do it today.
Okay. Rupa Bhagini, agrimam karoti.
आं भगिनि,
लोकयानं बस् जनाः लोकयानेन प्रयाणं कुर्वन्ति.
उत्तमम्. Can you say which is the subject and which is the tritiya vibhakti and what vachanam it is in?
Okay. Kurvanti is the kriya pada, that means they all do. So bahuvachan is asti. Karaka is janaha, that is people. Bahuvachan is asti.
Karakam is not just janaha. Karakam
is janaha, prayanam.
Janaha is the subject.
Okay, so janaha is prathama vibhakti.
Kartra karaka.
जनाः देन् कर्मकारक इस् प्रयाणं दट् इस् द्वितीयविभक्ति अण्ड् तृतीयविभक्ति इस् लोकयानेन दट् इस् वित् द हेल्प् आफ् बस्.
धन्यवादः.
धन्यवादः.
अशोक् महोदय अग्रिमं करोतु कृपया.
श्रुतः एषः श्रुतेन वस्तूनि आनयति. एषः हीस् श्रुत इस् बेग् सो हीस् bringing the material with the bag.
Things. He brings the things with the help of bag.
Thank you.
Samyak. Dhanyavadah. Agrimam kaha tava ka Uma bhagini agrimam karotu kripaya. Uma bhagini asti va?
Ha. आं भगिनि द्विचक्रिका बैसिकल् भारती द्विचक्रिकेन विद्यालयं गच्छति.
न भगिनि, द्विचक्रिका इति स्त्रीलिङ्गपदं, द्विचक्रिकया इति समीचीनं पदं.
द्विचक्रिकायानि
द्विचक्रिकया
द्विचक्रिकया विद्यालयं गच्छति.
किं पुनः वदतु?
भारती द्विचक्रिकायानि विद्यालयं गच्छति.
देर् इस् नो नी अट् द एण्ड्, इट् इस् नाट् पुल्लिङ्गम् आर् नपुंसकलिङ्गपदम्. इट् इस् ओन्लि द्विचक्रिकया.
द्विचक्रिकया विद्यालयं गच्छति
वित् द हेल्प् आफ् अ बैसैकल्. Bharati goes to school.
She goes to school.
So, Akaranta will have the form of Kaya. If it is in Ik, it will be Kaya.
If it is E,
where is Ni?
No, no. Dvichakrika, Akaranta, Trilingam.
Yeah.
So, it should be Dvichakrikaya. If it is E, then... If it is E,
we will see. It is coming at the end.
Okay,
okay. Okay, just kinchit dhairyam apekshyam.
Dhanyavada.
Anugraha Bhagini. Swagatam. Anugraha Bhagini agrimam karoti.
Aam Bhagini. Esha kunchika talam udghatayati. उद्घाटयति.
उद्घाटयति ओपन् ओपनिङ्ग्. सर्वे पुस्तकम् उद्घाटयन्तु. इफ् ऐ से दट् ऐ एम् आस्किङ्ग् आल् आफ़् यु टु ओपन् युवर् बुक्.
ओके
ओके करोतु.
एषा कुञ्चिकया तालम् उद्घाटयति.
दिस्
की ओपन्स् द डोर्.
नो, शी ओपन्स् द डोर् वित् द की. एषा Esha is she.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Yeah.
विद्याधर महोदय अग्रिमं करोतु.
कर्तरी सौचिकः कर्तर्या वस्त्रं
सम्यक्
कर्तयति. कर्तरी स्त्रीलिङ्गः सौचिकः कर्तरी स्त्रीलिङ्गः ईकारात् तृतीयविभक्तेन एतत् शब्दं कर्तर्या इति भवति.
सम्यक् कर्तर्या उत्तमं धन्यवादः. रघुनाथन् महोदय अग्रिमं करोतु.
आं भगिनि. दूरवाणी आपणिकः आपणिकः कः
नाट् निकः इट्स् निकः आपणिकः
आपणिकः दूरवाण्या सम्भाषणं करोति.
उत्तमं धन्यवादः.
शाप्कीपर्
शाप्कीपर् टाक्स् विद् हेल्प् आफ् अ फोन्
टाक्स् इन् सान्स्क्रीट् त्रू फोन् धन्यवादः.
धन्यवादः. रङ्गराजन् महोदय अग्रिमं करोतु. रङ्गराजन् महोदय अस्ति वा? दीपा भगिनी अग्रिमं करोतु.
आं भगिनी. बालिका अङ्कन्या चित्रं लिखति.
Can you translate it maybe for others?
Yeah. The girl uses the pencil to draw. Likhati can be to make the picture.
The girl with the help of a pencil or using a pencil draws.
Yeah, draws. Okay.
Kopi prashna asti vatra no chet 19.2 गच्छेम. अग्रिमपुठे 19.2 इति सः इत्यस्य प्रयोगमस्ति. सः नाम अलाङ्ग् वित् इति वदामः खलु, तदैव सः अस्य क्रमः. विजय महोदय उदाहरणं पठतु कृपया.
सः उदाहरणं सः पुत्रेण सह आपणं गच्छति. He went along with his son to the shop.
With his son he went to the shop. आपणं गच्छति. He goes to the shop.
He goes to the shop.
सम्यक्. रूपा भगिनी अग्रिमं करोतु अग्रिमम् उदाहरणम्.
आं भगिनि. सा सख्या सह विद्यालयं गच्छति. शी गोस् टु द स्कूल् वित् हर् फ्रेण्ड् अलाङ्ग् वित् हर् फ्रेण्ड्.
उत्तमं सम्यक्. अत्र कोऽपि प्रश्नः अस्ति वा? नो चेत् वि विल् कण्टिन्यू वित् द अभ्यास नौ. ईच् वन् आफ् यु केन् डु वन् वन्.
What is the speciality of this? Can we not say saha putrena apanam gacchati? It's this only. Is it used for particular people?
No. If you say, I mean, yeah, you can very well say putrena. Okay. But this is specifically to say putrena is instrumental. Right. But okay. Here you want to continue the instrument as in your with this. Along with, there is a difference between with and along with, right?
Okay.
You eat with your hand, you eat along with your friends.
Okay.
There is a difference between these two, right? So that is the similar kind of context that they are trying to convey here in Saha.
Okay. So it should be used only for people, is it? Like Putrena, Sakhya, Mitrena, like that?
Yeah, mostly if you whatever I have come across so far, it is only with physical people okay. I cannot say I am hastena saha khadami. I am not eating along with my hand. I am just eating with my hand. That itself is an instrument to me.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. That's a very good question. That's a good observation.
Dhanyavad.
Ashok Mahodaya, agrimam karoti va? Pratamam.
रामः रावणः सह युद्धं कृतवान्
इस् दट् करेक्ट्
नो रामः रावणे रावणेन रावणेन युद्धं कृतवान्
रावणेन सह युद्धं कृतवान् सो वेन्वर् यु यूस् सह the word should be in Tritiya
Vibhakti. Yes.
Okay.
Rama is
so that is the rule.
Yeah.
Uma Bhagini Agrimam Karoti. Kripya.
Lakshmanah Ramena Saha Vanam Gatavan. भगिनी
हा वदतु
भगिनी
प्रति आम् आं प्रतिपादयतु किं किं
लक्ष्मण सूचयति वेण्ट् टु फारेस्ट् अलाङ्ग् वित् राम
सम्यक् धन्यवादः अनुग्रहः भगिनी अग्रिमं करोतु गोपालः माधवेन अभ्यासं करोति गोपालः अलोङ्ग् वित् माधव विथ् प्राक्टिस् उत्तमम् रघुनाथन् महोदय अग्रिमं करोतु कृपया
गोपालः माधवेन सह अभ्यासं
तत् अभवत् महोदय अभवत् तत् अभवत् अग्रिमं करोतु
अहं मित्रेण नाटकं पश्यामि
प्रतिपादयतु अर्थं किम् इति
हलो
केन् यु प्लीस् से द मीनिङ्ग् महोदय
Myself, along with my friend, saw the Natakam, a drama, whatever it is.
Wonderful. Vidya Dharmudi Agrimam Karoti Vah. Dhani Madhava.
Yesha Sitaya Saha Tishthati. She is going to stay with, along with Sita.
What was the Tritiya Vibhakti that you said for Sita?
Sitaya.
No, Sitaya.
Sitaya, Sitaya. Right.
Sitaya Saha Tishtati.
Aam Bhagini. Dhanyavada.
Can you please say the meaning as well, Mahadev?
She is going to stay along with Sita.
Tishtati is just being there. So, nothing much to say.
Be with Sita, yeah.
Dhanyavadaha.
I have a question. Is it Sita, is it Sitaya or Sitaya?
No. Sitaya is the correct usage.
आं भगिनि सुरेशः भगिन्या सह सम्भाषणं करोति सुरेश कान्वर्सेस्
along with his sister.
Uttam.
धन्यवादः
विजयमहोदय अग्रिमं करोतु.
माता पुत्र्या सह कार्यं करोति.
पुत्र्या सह
मदर
इट्स ओन्ली
सह पुत्र्या
पुत्र्या
पुत्र्या पुत्र्या सह कार्यं करोति.
यू शुड नॉट डेलिबरेटली से द त्री. इट इज नॉट पुत्र्या, इट्स पुत्र्या पुत्र्या
माता पुत्रया सह कार्यं करोति. मदर डस वर्क अलोंग विथ हर डॉटर.
उत्तमम्. रूपा भगिनी अग्रिमं करोतु कृपया.
आं भगिनि, अध्यापकः छात्रैः
छात्राः इट् इस् इन् प्लूरल् फार्म् रैट् सो छात्रैः
छात्रेण छात्राभ्यां छात्रैः
सम्यक् छात्रैः
अध्यापकः छात्रैः प्रवासार्थं गतवान्. अध्यापकः छात्रैः सह प्रवासार्थं गतवान्. द टीचर् वेण्ट् अलाङ्ग् वित् द स्टूडेण्ट् आन् वेकेशन् आर् आन् ट्रिप्
फार् अ टूर् आर्
वाटेवर्
अध्यापकः बिकास् ही वेण्ट् सो दट् इस् वै इट् इस् आल्सो इन् अ सिङ्ग्युलर्. छात्रैः कोआर्डिनेट् सब्जेक्ट् नाट् द प्रैमरी सब्जेक्ट् सबार्डिनेट् सब्जेक्ट् आफ्टर् वि फिनिश् द एण्टैर् एक्ससैज् ऐ विल् जस्ट् गिव् अ स्माल् नोट् आन् why sah, what is the sah.
Okay.
Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada.
Ashok Mahodaya agreement karoti kripya.
Lata sakhya sakhyena sah kridati.
सखीभिः सखीभिः. सो वन् आफ् द होम्वर्क् इस् टु फैण्ड् द धातु आफ् सख्यः एण्ड् वेर् इस् इट् इन् द पी डि एफ् दट् ऐ सेण्ड् ट्रै टु फैण्ड् इट् औट् आल् आफ् दिस् नाट् जस्ट् फर् यू कण्टिन्यू द सेण्टेन्स् महोदय.
सखीभिः सह क्रीडति. लता इस् प्लेयिङ्ग् वित् अलाङ्ग् वित् सखीभिः.
लता प्लेस् अलाङ्ग् नाट् इस् प्लेयिङ्ग्. इस् प्लेयिङ्ग् इस् अ डिफरेंट
प्लेस्. यस् प्लेस् अलाङ्ग् वित् सखीभिः.
उत्तमं. धन्यवादः.
धन्यवादः.
So the next abhyasa, which is 19.2a, I will read the example and show rest of the things. You do it as a homework so that we can see how far it well you've understood. Karoti saha dineshaha mitraihi pratidinam abhyasam. So here, see first which is in prathama vibhakti. Okay, dineshaha is in prathama vibhakti, so write that first. And then search for Tritiya Vibhakti. Mitraihi is the Tritiya Vibhakti. And we have been saying Ramena Saha, Sitaya Saha, Bhaginyaha Saha, Mitraihi Saha. So Saha has to come immediately. Okay. Dineshaha, Mitraihi Saha. Fine. वाट् इस् द क्रियापदं करोति इस् द क्रियापदं दिनेशः मित्रैः सह करोति किं करोति अभ्यासं करोति वाट् इस् लिस्ट् औट् प्रतिदिनं प्रतिदिनम् इस् एव्रिडे सो दिनेशः मित्रैः सह प्रतिदिनम् अभ्यासं करोति आर् दिनेशः प्रतिदिनं मित्रैः सह अभ्यासं करोति सो लैक् वैस् फैण्ड् औट् द क्रियापदं फैण्ड् औट् द कर्तृ वाट् इस् इन् तृतीया विभक्ति एड् सः नेक्स्ट् टु इट् रिमैनिङ्ग् थिङ्ग्स् यु ट्रै टु फिट् इट् इन् अ प्रापर् थिङ्ग् सौण्ड्स् गुड् ओके फार् द होम्वर्क् आं भगिनि
yes
okay if you have got any questions you can go ahead after I finish out my small note on what this kaha is so we already know tritiya vibhakti is there to talk about the instrument but kaha is known as saha tritiya the name itself is known as saha tritiya which means along with tritiya Tritiya Saha, you have to use it. That's why it is Saha Tritiya. Now, I will say an example. Balika Balakena Saha Gacchati. Okay, you can write it if you want. I will just pause for a minute. Balika Balakena Saha Gacchati. Now, here Kartrapadam, which is the doer of the action, is Balika. Balika Gacchati. Gacchati is the kriya, who goes, the doer is Balika. Now, Balakena Saha talks about somebody who has accompanied or being along with the girl. Right? So, subordinate subject of the sentence will become Balakena Saha. Now, how do we interpret this? What kind of interpretations you can give? First question is, Ka Gacchati? Who goes? Balika Gacchati. Meaning, the Gamana Kriya. You know, Gacchati is the Kriya. So I call it Gamana Kriya. The act of going. Going is the verb. The act of going is known as Gamana Kriya. So, Balika. Now here, is Balika is the one who does the act of going. So Balika Gamana Kriyam Karoti. Kena saha gacchati? With whom? Balakena saha gacchati. So what is the meaning? It means even the boy goes with her, which means the gamana kriya is done by the balika, but the balaka, the boy also joins. He also accompanies her. Any questions so far? So first I said, who goes? Who does the gamana kriya? Balika. But we are saying balakah api, which means the gamana kriya is also being accompanied by the boy. That means the action of going is done both by the boy and girl, not just by the girl. So this is what is known as, in English we call it correlation of the subject to the verb. Whatever word that you come across in a sentence, you have to correlate that to the verb. Then only you will get a broader picture of what the karaka is trying to talk about. I can simply say it is just going, but so many questions comes: who goes, who are all there, who went along. So all these are allied questions that come across, that we have to come across. So this particular topic is known as correlation of the subject or subordinate subject to the verb. So you always should know how to correlate a word to a verb. Only then the picture will be clear, or else you will end up in misinterpreting the sentence. Any questions so far?
I have a question. Yes, I have a question.
Yeah.
When there is a dvitiya vibhakti, like vidyalayam,
okay,
the question we ask to get the answer is kin. Like that, for tritiya vibhakti, is there any question we can ask of the kriya padam to
kena.
Give us the answer?
Kena. So if you go to the vibhakti table, I sent a PDF, I don't think you would have received it. it is in the group. Okay. So saha tau te, tam tau tan, tena tabhyam taihi is the tritiya vibhakti form. Similarly, if you take kaha, who, kaha kau ke, kam kau kan, kena tabhyam taihi is the tritiya vibhakti form. So kena is along with whom, or with whom, or with what? That is a question you should be asking. Swagatam. Any other questions? We will see another example. Now I put it like this. Balakaha lekhana lekanya saha gachati. So the boy goes with a pen. So again the gamana kriya is done by balakaha. But lekhani api gamana kriya. Does it sound proper? When I say the boy goes along with a pen, whether the pen is also walking along with him? The answer is obvious. It is no. So why I am reiterating this is that the correlation of the subordinate subject to action is not there. And hence the usage is incorrect. Maybe you can say balakaha lekanim nitva gachati. Okay. So when you say saha, when you want to use saha tritiya, there should be some logical thing in the sentence statement. I cannot say the pen went along with balakaha. He just carried it with him. The pen did not walk holding his hands next to him and go. So here you cannot use the saha tritiya, which is false. Now again another example. Vrikshat parnena saha kapihi patati. Okay, kapi is monkey. Kapihi vrikshat patati says that monkey falls from the tree. Parinam api vrikshat patati, which means the leaf also falls. Here both the subject and the subordinate subject clearly correlate with the verb of falling. Falling can happen even to a stick from the tree. So here it is a proper usage. So this correct correlation of any part of the sentence, okay, to any other part of the sentence is what we call it as anvaya. We often say whenever you read a shloka, do the anvaya. And what is anvaya now? Take the verb, ask questions. Kaha, kena, kutra. So all these questions you keep asking. When, where, you will finally get a clear picture. So this is what is known as anvaya. So the type of noun does not decide the usage of saha tritiya. But what decides? The appropriate correlation of the noun to what? To the verb. Okay. I repeat this because this is a very important point. The noun does not decide the usage of saha tritiya. Then what decides? Correct correlation of the noun to the verb decides whether the saha tritiya is the correct usage to that particular sentence or not. Now, I'll give you a few minutes to ask questions if you have got. If not, we will just move on to the next one. Can I assume that it's all clear to you? Yeah. Please go
ahead. I have a small question. For this anvaya that you mentioned, the question is always asked of the kriya padam.
Yes, because kriya is the ultimate idea of we are trying to convey something. Okay. Now, imagine Vijay Mahodaya and I. Only if I say whether we read or whether you taught me something, I taught you something, we both did some practice, we both spoke or we fought. Only if I mention the kriya, people will understand what we are trying to convey. So kriya is the idea that we are trying to convey. You take any sentence. For example, we saw one example. Aham mitrena saha natakam. Fine. What happened? Whether you saw natakam or you acted a natakam. So only when I say the kriya, you can understand what I'm trying to convey. Otherwise, it is an incomplete sentence, which is of no use. So that's why it is always important to correlate everything to the verb to get a clear picture of what something is happening or what the paragraph or author is trying to convey.
Okay.
Okay. Swagatam. Any other questions? Okay, try to complete the exercise, which is 19.2. Now, I think we will move to the 19.3. The topic is Vina. Vina means without. Okay. There is an example in the box. Poshtake ekam udaharanam. Who read the last line? Lata sakyaha sakya... Sorry, Sakhi Bihi Kridati.
Om Bhagini Ashokaha.
Ah, Astu Mahatya. Umma Bhagini, Koshakam Patativa, Kim Nasti Atra Udaharanam Kim Nasti.
Aam Bhagini. Udaharanam Drishtva Anya Vakyani Likatu. Seeing the example, write other sentences.
Uttamam. Kim Nasti Udaharanam Kim Nasti.
जीवनं कठिनं
कोष्टके उदाहरणमस्ति खलु द बॉक्स
विशेषसूचना जलं विना मीनः न जीवति इत्येतादृशः प्रयोगः अपि शुद्धः एव
ओके दैट इज अ विशेषसूचना ओके बेसिकली विना मीन्स विदाउट
विदाउट
फाइन
सो विना वायुः जीवनं कठिनम्
उत्तमं वायुः विना जीवनं कठिनं तदपि समीचीनं ओके अस्तु धन्यवादः अनुग्रह भगिनी अग्रिमं करोति वा
आं भगिनि वाहनं न चलति चक्रः विना वाहनं न चलति
समीचीनं वा चक्रः विना चक्रं विना
चक्रं विना ओके
दट् इस् फैन् बट् यूशुवलि द एक्साम्पल्स् दे से विदौट् द आयिल् आर् द पेट्रोल्
करेक्ट् ऐ डोण्ट् नो द वर्ड् फार् आयिल्
इस् इट् इन्धनं विना
या या इट् इस् इन् इन्धनतैलं विना
तैलं विना ओके
तैलं विना इस् फैन् इन्धनतैल इन्धनतैलं पेट्रोल् ऐ रेड् इट् सम्वेर् ऐ डोण्ट् नो वेर् बट् ऐ जस्ट् रिमेम्बर् दिस् पर्टिक्युलर् टर्म् मे बि इन् सम् न्यूस् आर् सम्थिङ्ग् ऐ रेड् रैट् ओके
धन्यवादः भगिनि एकः सन्देहः अस्ति
पृच्छतु
अत्र तृतीयविभक्ति उपयोगं करणीयं वा चक्रेण विना आर् चक्रः विना चक्रविना वाट् एवर्
चक्रेण इस् वित् वेहिकल् रैट् बट् विना इस् वितौट् विना इट्सेल्फ् मीन्स् वितौट्
ओके
सो देर् इस् नो नेसेसरि फार् अस् टु डेलिबरेट्लि से with here because vina itself means without
okay
okay that's why
I heard a sentence tena vina tranam api na chalati so maybe that is why I got confused
that there are some exceptions tena vina is also correct tena okay. What is tena
without you or
without
you with
but yeah. We have to check out the rest of the sentence. There is actually a rule as well. Okay.
Okay.
Tritiya prayoga, vina yoge, tritiya prayoga ha iti ekam api asti.
Okay.
When you want to say tvaya vina, which means without you.
Okay.
There you have to use tvaya because tvaya means with you. But what I am trying to say is without you.
Okay.
So with without you, that cannot happen. So the literal translation is a little confusing here.
Okay.
So even
so
if you say
the second, the Dvitiya Vibhakti is here.
Most of the times.
Okay.
There are some. That is what they are trying to give in the. Okay. The complete example is not here. So.
Okay.
What the question you asked is actually correct only. You can use Tritiya Vibhakti, but here the scope is very limited in this book, so I'm just touching
okay.
only that.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Okay. So I think there are one more example and some dashes that you can try to fill it up. The Vishesha Suchana says, Jalam Vina Meenah Na Jeevati. Without water, fishes will not survive. So that's like a counter example, but with the proper usage of Vina. Instead of saying it is tough to do this without this, it is saying it is not possible to do without this. So that is also it another example. Okay, try to come up with some examples so that we will have some discussion again if you want. All right. So, shall we go to the next one? Okay. All right. What is next? 20.1. Adhyatana, Shvastana, Hyastana. Adhyatana is today. Shvastana, Shvaha is tomorrow. The Sakara higher in the middle is because of a Sandhi. Shvastana is tomorrow's. Hyastana is yesterday's. So today's apostrophe is not plural. Yesterday's and tomorrow's. Anugraha Bhagini, Kripaya Patati Bhagini.
Bhagini. Adhya Pariksha Asitva. Do we have an exam today?
No, Asitva. It's not do we have.
Oh, yeah. Did we have exam today?
Whether we had exam today.
Or, Asit.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah. Yes, we had.
Is, yes, it was there. Okay. Samyak. Agrimam.
Adhyatana par. Adhyatana prastrapatrika.
No. Prashna patrika.
Prashna. Oh. Adhyatana.
Adhyatana
prashna.
Prashna patrika is today's question paper. Ha.
Adhyatana prashna patrika katham asit. How was the question
was
paper today?
Bhagini.
How was today's question
sorry.
Paper?
Sorry, is there a printing error? I see Prashra Patrika.
There is a printing error. You are correct. Yeah, it is Shna. But I think that is how printing goes. Because subsequent letters are also like that. I have to check
okay.
it out. But there is a possibility of mistake. Mm-hmm. Bhagini Dhanyavadaha, I hope you understood. Adhyatana, usage of Adhyatana. Raghunathan Mahode, Agrimam Vakyam Patatu.
Adhyatana Prashna Patrika Sarala Asit.
Sarala Asit.
Sarala Asit. Today's question paper. What should be smooth like that?
Sarla is easy.
Easy.
It was easy. Today's question not paper easy. Was easy. Dhanyavada Mahodaya. Samyak. Vidyadhar Mahodaya Agrimam Rupaya Patatu.
Hyastana Prashna Patrika to Kathina Asit. Yesterday's question paper was but however, to however here, I am not.
To you can use it for but sometimes.
Okay, but and however okay. Same. Okay. So basically, he is saying, but yesterday's question paper was difficult.
Hyastana patrika to kathina ati. And here, note, it is not kathinam, it is kathina. Because patrika, it has to align with that patrika. So, it is given as kathina.
Visheshan.
Dhanyavada hamadu. Visheshan.
Bhagini, I have a doubt.
Pritchatu.
When you say, adhyatana prashna patrika katam asir. Instead of that, can we say, adhyatana prashna patrika katam asti? Can we not ask like that?
No, you cannot. Because it is already over. You can give the question paper right away in front of me and ask how is it. Asti is present. Asit is past tense. The question paper has already been given. And only one guy wrote it. The other person do not even know what it is all about. So he is asking, how was the question paper? Now
okay,
I am talking to you. So I can ask you, how was the class? After the class, I cannot ask how was the class. I can only ask how was the class. Right? Yeah. Grammatically, that is correct.
Okay. Right. Dhanyavad.
Swagatam. Deepa, Bhagini, remove Karutu.
Shvastana parikshatham abhyasam. Kritvan va bhavan. So have you practiced Shvastana is for tomorrow's question paper, the exam.
Yes.
The question paper. Yes. So have you practiced for the exam tomorrow? Abhyasam.
Well, I have done the practice for tomorrow's exam
paper. Yeah.
Agrimam api karotu. Antimam vakyam karu. Patitu.
Aam kimchit kritavan. Yeah, somewhat I have done.
Kimchit is... Yeah. Somewhat, yeah. Samyak. Dhanyavadah. Any questions? Any questions in Adhyatana, Shvastana, Hyastana? If not, we will just go to the next one. Astu. Sambhashanam Chintedva. Okay, I think you can complete the sambhashanam on your own. Just think how it has to go so that it will be fun. We hear many different kinds of sambhashanam. Does that sound fine?
Yes.
Okay. Now we will go to 21.1. These are all very small topics, so I think we can quickly finish off. Gata Agami. Gata is that which is past. Okay. Agami is used in future. For example, Gata Saptahe Vayam Kim Patitavantaha, which means in the last class, what did we read? After the class, what I say? Agami Saptahe Melaishyamaha. We will meet in the next class. So that is Agami. Is that understandable or do you want to do some examples? Or you can finish it off as in homework, as how you feel wish to.
Bhagini will do the examples.
Okay, fine. We will do. Vijay Mahodaya, Bhavan.
21.1 Gata Agami. Gata Maase Nirvachanam Asit. Last month, there was election.
Samyak. Nirvachanam Asit. Rupa Bhagini Agrimam.
Aam Bhagini. Atra Kampi Nasti. Ahameva.
किमपि पूरयतु
गतदिने वर्षा अभवत्
गतदिने वर्षा आसीत्
आसीत्
रेन् वास् देर् सम्यक् धन्यवादः अशोक् महोदय अग्रिमं करोतु
गतसप्ताहे मम गृहे अतिथिः आसीत् लास्ट् वीक् इन् मै होम् गेस्ट् वेर् देर् गेस्ट् केम्
सम्यक्
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः उमा भगिनी अग्रिमं करोतु
आं भगिनि गतवर्षे मम गृहे फङ्क्षन् मम गृहे फङ्क्षन् वाट् टु से फार् फङ्क्षन् मम गृहे गृहप्रवेशमासीत् गतवर्षे मम गृहे कोलाहलम् आसीत्
गतवर्षे
मम गृहे समारोहम् आसीत्
बट् देर् आर् मेनि मेनि वर्ड्स् फार् फङ्क्षन् सो ऐ एम् कन्फ्यूस्ड् इन् विच् वन् टु यूस्
देन् वाट् शुड् ऐ से गृहप्रवेशं
यू केन् सिम्प्लि से गृहप्रवेशं आर् कार्यक्रम नियोग किल नियोग आसीत् नियोग आल्सो इस् फङ्क्षन् आर् इफ् यू स्पेसिफिक्लि वाण्ट् टु से सम् रिलिजियस् फङ्क्षन् देन् यू केन् से समारम्भ महोदय
समारम्भ
Only that function you wanted to say, right? Like some religious yes, festival
yes.
or
yes,
then
yes.
Samarambha is proper. Samarambha asit.
Samarambha.
Samyak. Dhanyavadaha.
Dhanyavadaha.
Anubhavati agrivam karotu.
Agami varshe.
Aham diploma karishyami.
अहं डिप्लोमा करिष्यामि थेङ्क् यू धन्यवादः
स्वागतं रघुनाथन् महोदय आग्रहं करोतु
आगामिवर्षे
आगामिमासे
भगिनि ऐ हाव् टु टेल्
आं महोदय
आगामिमासे मम मित्रम् आगमिष्यति
सो वाट् डस् इट् से
नेक्स्ट् मन्त् मै फ्रेण्ड् इस् कमिङ्ग्
मै फ्रेण्ड् विल् बि कमिङ्ग्
मै फ्रेण्ड् विल् बि कमिङ्ग्
सम्यक् धन्यवादः विद्याधर महोदय अग्रिमं करोतु
आगामिसप्ताहे अहं कार्यालयं गमिष्यामि
सम्यक् एव धन्यवादः दीपा भगिनी अग्रिमं करोतु
आं भगिनि आगामि पर्वदिने What is Parvadina? Sorry.
How do we translate Parvadina?
Not tomorrow, but day after, is it? No.
No, it's festival like festival day. Kind of. Festival some kind
day.
Of
festival day.
Function or festival.
Okay. Agami Parvadina. Aham,
it's like I will wear a new dress. Or I will do some puja.
Haan, puja, I was about to say that. Aham, agami parvadine, aham,
pujam karishyami.
Pujam karishyami. Pujam karishyami. We say puja or something.
Pujam.
Pujam.
So when you say Karishyami, I will ask what will you do? Then in that case, it will become object. So whatever answers that you're trying to do. So it will be Pujam Karishyami.
Lakshmi Pujam Karishyami.
Samyak, Samyak. Dhanyavadaha.
Dhanyavad.
So you can write and keep it if you want as an exercise in the fill in the blanks down below. So the next one is any questions so far?
What is saptahe? Saptaham? Saptahe?
Saptahe is it's like day only. Week. Weekday. Or yeah, it's week. Week, week.
It's week. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? Okay, so the next one is Yavat Tavat. Yavat is until. Okay, Yavat is as long as until. So it comes in that do it words kind of. For example, Yavat Chatraha Santi Tavat Aham Pathayami. As long as the students are there, I will teach. Or I teach. So that is an example of Yavat Tavat.
Who read now the last one? Parvadine. Me, Deepa.
Vijay Mahodaya, Kripaya Patatu. Yavat Tavat Udaharanam Patatu. Prathamam Udaharanam Patatu.
Madam, before I start, how do you say 22.1 in Sanskrit?
I don't understand.
So, like this, we say this item number 22.1 is Yavat Tavat. How do you say that 22.1 in Sanskrit?
Yavat Tavat. I couldn't relate. What
you're saying? Item number on the left side, item number.
Huh?
Like you said, take 19.2 for your homework or 22.1 for your homework.
So usually traditional way of saying any sutra or any chapter is that, for example, if you take Ashtadhyayi, it will be 1.1.1. Okay, so the first one talks about the Adhyaya, the middle one talks about the Pada, the third one talks about the sutra. So here I can say Dvavimshati Adhyaye Prathama Padam.
Can we say Dvavimshat Bindu Ekam?
That is a literal translation of 22.1.
Okay.
Okay. Right, but usually, if you take any text, they will be addressing it only like that.
Dhanyavad. Yavat Tavat Etani Vakyani Purnani Karotu. Complete these sentences. Udaharanam Nadyam Yavat Jalamasti Tavat Sarovare Nasti. How much water is there in the river, that much water is not there in the lake. Karnatakam Yavat Vishalam Keralam Tavat Vishalam Nasti. However big Karnataka is, Kerala is not so big, it is smaller.
Uttamam. Dhanyavadam Mahodaya. Rupa Bhagini Agrimam Karotu Kripaya.
एषा यावत् कार्यं करोति तावत् तस्य भगिनी न करोति. एषा इज तस्याः.
etasyaha. Because this is Esha, I have to use etasyaha only.
Yes, you're correct.
Esha yavat karyam karoti, etasyaha bhagini na karoti, tavat na karoti. The way she does work, her sister does not.
Her sister is not fine. Ashok Mahodaya, agrimam karoti krupaya.
Bhimasya yavat dhairyam asti, Ramaha tavat dhairyam nasti. So our Bhima is what is it called, daring or something, so Rama is not daring.
Okay, I'm so tempted to give same example from Pancha Pandavas, but yeah, we will. I'm just controlling myself from that right now. Anyhow, fine. Samyak.
Dhanyavad.
Uttamam. Dhanyavadah. Uma Bhagini Agrimam Karod.
Aam
Bhagini.
Haan.
Aam Bhagini.
One second, Bhagini.
हाँ,
it should be Ramaha या तावत दैर्यम ना से रामस्य तावत
रामस्य Ramaha only right so रामस्य
okay
अस्तु पटतु भगिनी उमा भगिनी अग्रिमं करोतु
हाँ सह गत्वा
किम अस्ति अत्र
Yavat Tavat, only two are there. Only two
yes.
sentences are there. What is the third
okay.
one? Ah, yes, yes. Bhimasya Yavat Dairyam Asti.
No, no, no. Bhimasya Abhavat. Agrimam Karotu. Agrimam Pute Asti Kalu. Saha Yavat Vadati.
Saha Yavat Vadati. तावत् एषा न वदति
सम्यक् एषा अथवा सा अति समीचीनं सा अथवा एता एषा न वदति हौ मच् एवर् ही सेस् शी डजन्ट् सेस् उत्तमं धन्यवादः अनुग्रह भगिनी अग्रिमं करोतु मम भगिनी यावत् पठति अहं तावत् न पठति अहम् इत्युक्ते पठति इति पठामि मम सोरि अहं तावत् न पठामि अस्तु सम्यक् भवती सम्यक् पठति एव किमर्थं तादृशम् अस्तु धन्यवादः रघुनाथन् महोदय अग्रिमम्
अहं मथुरं मधुरं यावत् पठामि तावत् कठोरं न इच्छामि
कटुः समीचीनं कटुः न इच्छामि
कटुः
कटुः इस् कास्टिक् kind of caustic taste. Yeah. धन्यवादः विद्याधर महोदय
सुधा यावत् पीडति तस्या भगिनी तावत् न क्रीडति तावत् तस्याः भगिनी न क्रीडति
प्रतिपादयति वा किमिति एकवारं
हौ मच् सुधा इस् एबल् इस् प्लेयिङ्ग् सुधा प्ले हर् सिस्टर् इस् नाट् able to play that much.
Samyak.
Or, sorry, sister is not playing that much.
My sister doesn't play that much. That's what I do. Astu sumeshiram. Nimisham ekam dadatu. Astu. Kobi prashna asti va etavata. Asti chet prachatu. No chet we will just do the next one. We've got 9 more minutes.
Bhagini, you said etavata, is it?
Etavata is also fine. Etavata is like until this thing. So that's a colloquial way of saying. So various ways to express. Any other questions? Okay. And the next one is yatha tatha. Yatha tatha is like as so. For example, yatha bhumis tatha toyam. It's a very famous saying. It goes like this: yatha bhumis tatha toyam, yatha bijam tatha ankuraha, yatha desham tatha bhasha, yatha raja tatha praja. So it says, as the land, so the groundwater is. As the seed, so the sprout. As the region, so the language. As the king, so the people. So it's as so. Deepa Bhagini, udaharanam patatu. Prathamam udaharanam patatu. Jatati vayam samapayamah.
Udaharanam drishtva anantara vakyeshu riktani sthalani uchitaihi shabdaihi purayatu. Yatha Sachin Tendulkar kridati tatha aham na kridami.
Too much comparison. Okay, anyhow.
Yatha
pratipadetu kim astitra.
Yatha Sachin Tendulkar kridati. So I am unable to play as good as Sachin Tendulkar.
Like how he plays.
As how he plays.
धन्यवादः विजय महोदय. अग्रिमं करोतु. अग्रिमम् उदाहरणं पठतु.
यथा भीमसेन जोशी गायति तथा अन्यः न गायति. द वे भीमसेन जोशी सिंग्स, अदर्स आर नॉट एबल टू सिंग.
उत्तमम्, धन्यवादः. रूपा भगिनी अग्रिमं करोतु.
आं भगिनि. यथा कालिदासः काव्यं लिखितवान् तथा अन्य कोऽपि न लिखितवान्.
न लिखितवन्तः.
न लिखितवन्तः. अन्य कोऽपि न लिखितवन्तः. ओके,
सो दिस् इस् फैन् ओन्लि. यु केन् स्पेसिफिकलि से इफ् यु वाण्ट्. Bana is another famous poet. You can say, so it is like one-to-one comparison kind of most of the times. Yatha tatha, like how much ever I have compared, I have come across, it's either compared to group-to-group or one-to-one. It's like end-to-end or one-to-one, but yeah, it could be that logical meaning is correct only.
Okay. I'll try again. यतः कालिदासः काव्यं लिखितवान् तथा बाणभट्टः न लिखितवान्.
Though we are not that qualified to comment on Bana's work, but still we are just using his name. Like how we said Rama did not have as much dhairyam as Bhima has had got.
Yeah.
If Rama is now alive, we'll, in a moment he will kill us.
Bhagini, you said you will quote something from some book. Which book was that? You wanted to quote something from
something. No, that is
to prove Rama's joke.
It is not about drama. After the class, I will stop the recording and then I say what I wanted to say, okay?
Okay.
Otherwise, because this is actually posted in a public forum, so many can listen to it. Archive.org, this is available. So if some very serious Mahabharatam takers listen to me, they will find me out and kiss me. So I don't want to take the risk. After the thing, I will say for sure. After the class. Just remind me, just in case we forget.
Okay.
धन्यवादः अशोक महोदय अग्रिमं करोतु
यथा रविवर्मा चित्रं कृतवान् इज राइट वर्ड
हां कृतवान् इज आल्सो फाइन चित्रं लिखति और लिखितवान् और कृतवान् एनीथिंग इज ओके
यथा रविवर्मा चित्रं कृतवान् तथा अहम् न करोमि
न लिखामि तथा न लिखामि अहं धन्यवादः उमा भगिनी अग्रिमं करोतु
आं भगिनि यथा मम मित्रं गायति तथा अन्यः अतः अन्यः न गायति
अतः अन्यः न गायन्ति अथवा गायति
गायन्ति अन्यः न गायन्ति
नो व्हेन यू से अन्यः इट शुड बी गायति व्हेन यू से अन्याः देन इट शुड बी गायन्ति
ओ ओके
ओके सो देयर आल्सो यू शुड सी द सिंगुलर प्लुरल अलाइनमेंट धन्यवादः अनुग्रह भगिनी अग्रिमं करोतु
यथा भवान पाठयति तथा सह न पा तथा न सह न पाठयति
उत्तम यथा भवान पाठयति तथा सह न पाठयति अस्तु धन्यवादः रघुनाथन महोदय अग्रिमं करोतु
आम भगिनि यदा उपन्यासं करोति
सः उपन्यासं करोति
सः उपन्यासं करोति यदा सः उपन्यासं करोति अहं न करोमि
तथा
अहं न करोमि
उत्तमं लाइक हाउ ही डस द लेक्चर और रिलीजियस डिस्कोर्स आई डोंट डू इट
डिस्कोर्स आई डोंट डू इट
धन्यवादः विद्याधर महोदय अग्रिमं करोतु
यथा मम अध्यापकः संस्कृतं जानाति तथा अहमपि ज्ञातुं प्रयत्नं करोमि
उत्तमं समीचीनं लाइक हाउ मै टीचर knows Sanskritam, I would also like to know that much. Or so, I also want to know. Uttam, dhanyavadam, Mahodaya. Astu, samayaha samaptaha, kopi shanti mantram gayatu.
Shall I?
Kopi karotu, Mahodaya.
Om. सर्वेषां स्वस्तिर्भवतु सर्वेषां शान्तिर्भवतु सर्वेषां पूर्णं भवतु सर्वेषां मङ्गलं भवतु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
धन्यवादः सर्वेषां नमस्कारः शुभरात्रि
धन्यवादः शुभरात्रि पुनर्मिलामः